You know, I think it was a great chance for us to compete against somebody else on our own practice field. Every day we go against each other. Every day we battle against each other. But a chance to see new schemes, to see new players, it's a fresh perspective. And I think that's really good. And obviously the competition's ramped up a little bit with another team. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay, that was J.J. Watt earlier in the week discussing the practices with Atlanta. Okay, why would you practice against another team? It's not just a matter of getting geeked up and getting excited, is it, John?
Well, it's like building a car. Now you have to see what the car can do because we've seen the car built in training camp. Now you got to get it on 59 and see if you can get that thing 75, 80. You can see if you can find the gears. But you got to be able to do it against competition because that's what you're going to be doing during the year. You got to face ones on one. So it was great to see the Falcons ones out there. William Moore, Trufant in coverage. The secondary, DeAndre Hopkins going against Desmond Trufant throughout the week was a fantastic matchup to watch. But you have to see where you have to make improvements. The Cardinals game helped, but having 2 days of practices against the Falcons, you can see, okay, this blocking scheme doesn't quite work when we see this front, or this blocking scheme can work, or this route, we need to run it a little bit deeper when we face this team or we face this type of coverage. So you really get to test drive the car that you've built throughout training camp. I think they've been two great days for the Texans. We'll see tonight how it all plays out, but I think it's been great for the Texans' confidence in particular. After a 32-0 loss, you want to get a little bit of confidence. I think they got that during the week.
Yeah, I was going to have you expand on that. It's practice. We all know the Allen Iverson quote. It's very famous, but how much was maybe, I don't know, salved ego-wise, doing what they did against Atlanta after what happened against Arizona?
No, that's a huge thing. What is the best way to erase a bad game? Play the next game. That's why in baseball, you get blown out, 12-0. Managers love that the next day you're playing a baseball game. To have the Falcons in town and not just be able to practice against them, but it's a team that's also rebuilding. They went 4-12 last year. It was another disappointment. So they have a chip on their shoulder. They're trying to play nasty. And what have we heard about the Texans for years? They need to be more physically tough and mentally tough. You can't do that in shorts and T-shirts against yourselves. You can only do that when you play one of the 31 other NFL teams. They did that for 2 days. They need to get that edge, and they got it a little more these last 2 days against the Falcons.
All right, you just brought up, John, DeAndre Hopkins as somebody who kind of flashed and looked good. Tell me about defensively who you really liked matching up during the week of practice against Atlanta.
Well, I thought Kareem Jackson had a tremendous day on Thursday. He had a couple of picks. He had a couple of pass breakups. I thought the secondary, if there is a spot that really, a group that really needs to step up tonight, it's the secondary. They had a rough time against the Cardinals, 27-34. I think it was 138 passer rating. That's got to get better. Obviously, it helps with a good pass rush. Secondary's got to play better, but I thought Kareem Jackson was fantastic on Thursday. I thought A.J. Bouye was fantastic on Wednesday going against Roddy White, a Pro Bowl receiver. A.J. Bouye won that matchup on Wednesday, and then Roddy and Julio were in bucket hats on Thursday. So that's just the way Pro Bowl receivers go, I suppose. The Pro Bowl receiver at Houston was working out. Theirs was taking a siesta. That said, I thought Bouye and Jackson were very, very good on Wednesday and Thursday in coverage against the Falcons receivers.
Yeah, and this is the second straight August that A.J. Bouye has done really, really nice things, and he's kind of on his way. What about you? Who'd you see that flashed during the week of practice?
You know, the number one guy, and it's the most obvious player, but just seeing Andre Johnson in uniform running routes is huge. Ryan Fitzpatrick was not Ryan Fitzpatrick last Saturday. Ryan Fitzpatrick did not have Andre Johnson. That was Matt Schaub's security blanket. That's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. So getting Andre Johnson in uniform, having him just start to get some timing and some rhythm with Fitzpatrick was huge. And also, we've watched for weeks DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins continues to take that next step, elevate his game. If Fitzpatrick has Andre Johnson, this season becomes a lot easier for him.
I'm going to be the one-upper because you said Andre Johnson, the most obvious one. I'll go with 99. He looked pretty good against what we think is going to be a good rookie in Jake Matthews. That's going to be a fun little matchup to watch tonight as well. Hey, my ringtone, very, very boring. It's standard. Bring. So we're going to go a little bit more in-depth and find out a better ringtone after the break. This Texans Extra Points will be right back.